The following program is a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
Greetings, salutations, welcome to another edition of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. This is for the most holy body and blood of Christ, Corpus Christi weekend, the weekend of Friday, June 5th through Sunday, June the 7th. This program originates on Fridays at noon. We encore it Sunday afternoons at 4, and you can hear it at amarillodiocese.org or westtexascatholic.org. Before it airs on GRN and on your schedule anytime throughout the course of the weekend. My name is Chris Albrecht. I'm Director of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo. I edit the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, and we also host the West Texas Catholic, the podcast powered by Cap'n, brought to you by the Diocese of Amarillo. And from that podcast, it drops Friday at noon, a conversation with Judah Asbill, a parishioner at St. Mary's Church in Umbarger, who is part of Net Ministries out of Minneapolis for about the last 9 months or so. We'll hear how he got involved with NET, where he was during his period with NET, and what his future plans are here in just a couple of minutes. We'll also spend quite a bit of time in prayer, and we will hear the official hymn for the centennial year of the Diocese of Amarillo, Gladly I Adore. That'll be coming up in our second segment. We mentioned prayer, and we'll have a lot of diocesan news, but if you'll assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for religious liberty, something we should never take for granted and always look to strengthen in our church, our world, and in our society. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, Father of all nations, for freedom you have set us free in Christ Jesus. We praise and bless you for the gift of religious liberty, the foundation of human rights, justice, and the common good. Grant to our leaders the wisdom to protect and promote our liberties. By your grace, may we have the courage to defend them for ourselves and for all those who live in this blessed land. We ask this through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, our patroness, and in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. In the unity of the Holy Spirit, with whom you live and reign, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dime's worth of opinions, not necessarily those of the Diocese of Amarillo, the Diocesan Office of Communications, or Catholic Radio here in the Diocese of Amarillo. We've been getting some rains. We're happy with that. We're very grateful for those rains. I know we need more. Continue to pray for favorable weather for our farmers and ranchers and that they get the rains that they so desperately need to produce the crops that feed, clothe, and shelter, not just us here in the Texas Panhandle, or the great state of Texas, or the United States, but the entire world. Keep in prayer those in need of prayer, the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the sick, the dying, the lonely, the oppressed, the hungry, the thirsty, the discerning, the broken, the uncertain, the confused, the disturbed, the discerning, and the incarcerated. Also, continue to pray for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life. Continue to pray for our two great seminarians, Ben Sego and Richard Escalante, and you can find out more about vocations at amarillovocations.org. Amarillovocations.org, your one-stop shop online for anything and everything that has to do with vocations here in the Diocese of Amarillo. To our healthcare workers and first responders, thank you for all you do for us. Your efforts do not go unappreciated on this radio program. Let's talk elections. Yeah, we're now down to five months before November 3rd. 3 and 5, a little hard to remember. We're 5 months away or so from the general election on Tuesday, November 3rd. The ballot is set and ready to go. Now it's time to make sure you're registered to vote. If you didn't vote in the primary or the runoff, get yourself registered now. Number two, start doing your homework on the candidates that are running and the platforms that the parties are putting out there. How does that jive and agree with or disagree with your Catholic viewpoint? Then number three, get out and vote, whether it's early voting in the middle of October or Election Day itself on Tuesday, November 3rd. Put that in your calendar and make sure you get out and vote. As Catholics, we have a moral obligation to vote in elections, not just the ones that we want to vote in, but each and every time we're called to the polls. So let's get ourselves ready to vote. Do your homework on those candidates. And if you haven't gotten yourself registered to vote, get registered so you can join us at the polls in November. And finally, a reminder in case you missed it. Now, we are working on getting it corrected in the parish bulletins. The Diocesan Centennial Mass is still on for Saturday, August 22nd at 10 a.m. We have now moved it to the Cal-Farley Coliseum at the Amarillo Civic Center at 401 South Buchanan. Why? Well, we discovered during our deanery confirmation masses that ended this past weekend that we did not have enough room for everybody to join us. And we're expecting a huge crowd. And we don't want people to think, oh, I don't think there'll be room for everybody. Come join us at the Civic Center Saturday, August 22nd, 10 a.m. We only celebrate a centennial once in a lifetime. This is that once in a lifetime mass. So come join us at the Amarillo Civic Center, Cal-Farley Coliseum on Saturday, August 22nd, 10 a.m. And let's celebrate 100 years of the Diocese of Amarillo. 5.5 minutes into this week's program, had an opportunity to sit down with Judah Asbill of St. Mary's Church in Umbarger, who is part of Net Ministries these last few months based out of Minneapolis. And this conversation will drop as the episode 38 of the podcast of the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, which drops at noon on Friday. But you can hear the audio version of it right now on the Guadalupe Radio Network and the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. Our guest on episode 38 of the West Texas Catholic, the podcast brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo, is the only person that's ever gotten a nickname in the graduation issue in the last 16 years. Well, 17 issues now. Why? Because somebody referred to him as Thor one day before he graduated in 2023. Judah Thor Asbill is our guest, parishioner at St. Mary's Church in Umbarger, and for the last while, you've been doing Net Ministries.
Yes, sir.
We're going to talk about the extent of where you went, but first off, how did you find out about Net Ministries, and what is Net Ministries? I got to point out to you that I know that Net Ministries have been here in the Diocese mm-hmm. of Amarillo. The missionaries have been here in the past, and I don't think we've had someone from our diocese as a missionary until you stepped up, so fire away, man.
The way I found out about Net was before I went there. I was just doing college, and I was playing a lot of video games, and my mom thought that was kind of a sad life. And I mean, props to my mom for looking into stuff. So she searched up kind of missionary work for college students, and she came across Net. And Father Mike Schmitz actually said one of his biggest regrets is not doing Net. So she showed me that. I was like, okay, well, if Father Mike, and the great Father Mike, is going to say that that's his regret, then why would I not regret that? So I went on discernment weekend actually this time last year, and you know, you go on a 4-day weekend, you meet some people, you do some kind of exercises, and you do an interview, and they see if you're qualified to do it. And then NET, it stands for National Evangelization Teams. You can be on retreat teams or you can be on discipleship teams. So retreat teams go all across the nation and they do retreats. I think we reached 68,000 teens this year through the retreats. There was one team that did around like 140 retreats, another one that was doing like 120. Some of them go state to state. One team went to 23 different states. I got put in California, which was great. I got to be there all year.
And not have to worry about wearing a kilt this winter, this
not
past
at all.
Winter.
Right? No, I got to save a lot of luggage space.
How long was your commitment to NET? We've heard 9 months. Yeah. We've heard a year. How long was yours?
Mine was from August to May.
9 months.
Yeah.
Was this the first time you'd really been out of the great state of Texas? You traveled before, hadn't you?
Yes. But this is the first time, honestly, away from home. Like, this was my first move out experience.
How long were you homesick?
Because I was in California, honestly, not very long. I did miss my family a lot of times, but we got to go to the beach a lot, which was great.
Yeah. So Merry Christmas, super, guys. I'm at the beach.
Homesick, yeah.
What part of California were you in?
I was in Southern California. I was down in Orange County.
Crystal Cathedral country.
Yes. Yes.
Bishop Kevin Vann is there.
Yeah.
He used to be at Fort Worth.
Man,
and
that's great.
We consecrated the Crystal Cathedral to the Diocese of Orange, July 17th, 2019. The only reason I remember that is twofold. One, July 17th is my wedding anniversary. And number two, that was the day that all my kidney stone trouble started.
Oh, wow.
So I remember that day very, very well because I called Bishop Zurich and I was like, oh, yeah, you're in California. I'm sorry to call you. What's going on? I told him and realized, have fun with all the folks over there with the Crystal Cathedral. So you got to spend a lot of time in SoCal.
Yes.
And not have to worry about winter weather, go to the beach, all that fun stuff. And I understand you spent quite a bit of time playing chess.
Yes.
Elaborate, man.
So we were teammates. We got to be at J. Sarah Catholic High School, which is a very prestigious, very academic high school. And honestly, one of the more Catholic high schools you can go to kind of nowadays. But my main form of ministry was to play chess. And so I would take a student and we would play chess and we would just, you know, talk about the Lord or just talk about anything. And I probably played 150 to 200 plus games of chess while being there.
How many of those did you win, by the way?
Probably about 60%. There were some pretty good players there.
Yeah. But you were telling me that you had a very interesting chess opponent quite a few times. And this is a story I think you need to share.
I would play with this Muslim student and he told me that he wanted to be a cardiologist and that he really was interested in learning about the Catholic faith. He wasn't Catholic. He didn't really have an interest in being Catholic, but he liked learning about it. And because he wanted to be a cardiologist and really liked learning about the faith, I thought, okay, well, the Eucharistic miracles, I mean, that turned into heart tissue. And so we got to talk about that and he found that to be very interesting. And he was my main chess guy. I played with him almost every day. At the end of it, he had asked, are you going to come back next year? Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to, but I left him my chessboard so that the next year's net missionaries could play with him. So I left a note on there and said, please go play chess with this student. If any of the net missionaries next year hear this, go play chess with that guy. I wrote his name on there. I don't know if I could say it on here, but
you can if you want to.
Yeah, his name is Zalme. He's a great dude. He's only a freshman. He's got 3 more years in high school, and he's really good at chess, so be prepared to lose.
Sharpen up your game before you get
exactly.
there, okay?
Yeah.
That would be my best advice. Our guest is Judah. We also know him as Thor, as Bill. He's a parishioner at St. Mary's Church in Umbarger, and for the last 9 months or so, he was part of the National Evangelization Team, or NET Ministries, based out of St. Paul, Minnesota. So you had to go there for graduation, right?
Yes.
So to speak. How did that go? How did you feel when all this was done? Did you really want to do another year or 2 years of this or something else with this? Or were you like, okay, I need to get back to Texas?
Man, it's an interesting question because, I mean, I spent 9 months with 8 really great people. 5 girls and then 3 other guys. And I'll say I miss them a lot. They were great. And that was probably the hardest part was saying goodbye to those friends I've made. I came to NET wanting to preach the gospel, but a lot of times the team really preached towards me. And there's a lot of healing I felt from past wounds in my life. The team was really able to kind of come in and the Lord intercede through them and heal a lot of things in my life. I have a lot of gratitude for them. It was definitely very hard to say bye. At the same time, I was glad to come home and not have as many obligations, but at the same time, I miss those obligations. I miss playing chess with Salme and those students and prayer life there. We had 45 minutes every day of praise and worship, which was our team prayer, where we all prayed the same songs together, and that was such a blessing. I took it for granted while I was there, but now I'm like, man, that was great. As well as our own personal prayer life, just really getting to build that bond with the team in that prayer life. It's interesting not to have that consistently in my life, but I've been able to bring it home, and it's been great.
What else from NET did you bring back home in your faith life or in your personal life?
There was actually a lot of rules that I did not like that NET had originally, I'll be honest. Like, there was limited cell phone use. So a lot of times when we were in the van, we kind of carpool to get to JCR in the morning because we stayed at host homes. If you were on your phone, they'd say, hey, get off your phone. And for a minute, I did not like that. But then over time, it was like I realized that van time was really important for that team chemistry to build, where we'd, you know, be singing songs on the radio or cracking jokes. And if we were all on our phones, we couldn't experience that. Getting off my phone war is actually something I've brought here, as well as we had rules about not using sarcasm, not using negative humor, which was really hard to learn at first. But
because you are fluent in sarcasm.
I am fluent in sarcasm.
Yes, I know that.
That was really hard to kind of break that habit of. But I realized over time why we have those rules. And, you know, sarcasm can kind of offend people. And several times I had to reconcile with teammates over it. And I brought that back as well. And then, of course, personal prayer. I had a prayer life before, but now it's like I really need that time to sit with the Lord and think about my day, have more gratitude for life and honestly just for all the things in life that the Lord does that I don't see, just being grateful for that. It's given me a lot more gratitude, I'd say.
Besides all that, what did you get most out of your 9 months as a NET missionary?
Honestly, probably my own personal healing. I think the Lord called me to this, to evangelize and also to take me out of where I grew up, to meet these great people and to heal my heart and my soul. And to also to really discern what I want to do for a career. And I think a lot of what I got was healing and clarity and a lot of discernment from this 9 months.
And look at it this way. You talked about getting off the cell phone and weaning yourself from the cell phone. Now that you're back, you've got 8 new friends that you can keep up with.
Yeah.
Whether it be FaceTime, whatever the case might be. So they'll only be just a little bit away from you. But hopefully you guys will get together somewhere down the road and celebrate those 9 months that you guys were together.
That's the plan. I mean, we talked about 5-year reunion. Hopefully we'll see each other sooner than then, but a lot of people do reunions about every now and then.
Good. Yeah. Good for you. Judah Asbill is our guest on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. Do you recommend Net Ministries to someone, and why would you recommend this?
I totally recommend it, especially if you are just getting out of high school. I recommend it especially for people that just got out of high school because, you know, going from high school directly to college, some people can do that. For me, I think it would have been awesome if I could have done it as soon as I graduated, because that gap year is really important, especially in really discerning on what you want to do. Well, every year there's priests that come out of Net Ministries. There's nuns that come out of Net Ministries. And I think it's probably better for you to know that sooner or later. It's a great chance to do the Lord's work. I think to be able to experience, you know, have your first time moving out of the house, be living at host homes, it's difficult, but it's so rewarding. And you really just get to experience so much. Like I'm still trying to wrap my head around everything I experienced. I mean, that was 9 months of fruitfulness. And
you mentioned host homes. How long would you stay in a host home?
For us, we got to stay 2 to 3 weeks at a time, and then we pack up our things, we go to the next one. If you're on a retreat team, they're at a host home almost every other night. So we would have these things called host home nights where we would play games with the host family until 9 o'clock. And those are some of the best memories. I didn't know any card games. I didn't know poker. I knew Uno, but I didn't know anything before I came to Net. I know so many card games now just from host home ministry.
And a warning, folks, don't play poker with this young man. I'll bet you got your poker face working just perfectly.
Yes, so, yeah.
Just a piece of advice there. What's next for Judah Asbill?
I have discerned over being at Net. I really missed my pets, and my parents think that's funny. They think I missed the pets more than I missed them. And maybe sometimes that could have been true, but I really loved when a host family had pets. As I was younger, I had discerned being a veterinarian, but I didn't think I was smart enough to do that. A host mom, when I was playing with her dog one day, said, "Why don't you be a veterinarian?" And I was like, "Why don't I be a veterinarian? I love animals. I love St. Francis." So yeah, I'm going to be going to Texas Tech in the fall to study to be a veterinarian.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And specialty will be house pets, I guess, right?
Yes, it's going to be house pets. Yeah, I don't think
I can do cattle. You're not going to do hogs or sheep or pigs?
No,
maybe
I don't think so.
Exotic animals could be your thing too.
It would be cool. I mean, to say that I stopped a lion from dying, or an alligator, or a dinosaur, you know.
Or reverse the stripes on a zebra.
Yeah. If I could figure out how to do that, that'd be historic.
We'll call you a genius in that word, in that case. Judah Thor Asbill, our guest on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode 38. And we give you the last word. Anything else you'd like to add, sir?
If you are looking to do any sort of mission work and you're not sure how you want to do it, if you feel that you're called to go overseas, but really look into Net. It was a great experience for me. Very healing. Also got to help others in their wounds and the retreats that I did. So I highly advise you to do Net. I mean, if Father Mike Smith is going to regret it, I feel like there's a good chance you might regret it too. At least apply for a discernment weekend. Those are great. Thank you so much, Chris. Go to netusa.com/discern. Sign up for your discernment weekend and get it going. Preach the good word.
We will hear the official hymn of the Diocesan Centennial Year, "Gladly I Adore," by Dr. Greg Onofrio, the music and liturgy director of St. Mary's Cathedral here in Amarillo, on the other side of the break. But first, if you'll assume an attitude of prayer, we need rain, folks. We can never pray enough for rain. Let us pray for much needed rainfall for this very parched portion of Christ's vineyard. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O Blessed Virgin Mary, you who conceived the eternal Son of God and knit his human body in your womb, you who gave birth to the God-man Jesus Christ, nursed him at your breast, nurtured his early life, and accompanied him in his ministry, hear our prayer. As the loving Father and his merciful Son shower the Holy Spirit upon the followers of your holy child and give us a share in their divine life, intercede for us, your children, so that the Lord would shower an abundance of rain on our dry land to sustain the life of nature. Send us gentle rain without harmful storms, dangerous hail, or destructive winds. As the dry land reaches up to embrace the drops of rain and pull them into itself, let us embrace the Lord's gift of the Holy Spirit. Invite him into our life so that we may be transformed and enjoy life in abundance. O Blessed Mother, intercede for us, since you are the mother of him who with the Father and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns eternally. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You're listening to the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray the official centenary prayer for the Diocese of Amarillo. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for 100 years of grace in our diocese. We praise you for the deep faith and the outstanding example of our founders, for the dedicated service of our bishops, priests, deacons, and religious, and for the witness of countless faithful. Pour out your Spirit upon us that we may live as one family in Christ, proclaiming the gospel with joy and serving the poor with love. Through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary and St. Lawrence, our patrons, guide us into the next century of faith, hope, communion, and mission. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Here on the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, we're kind of fond of talking about our diocesan entities, the Knights of Columbus, Kobe Prison Ministry, the Diocesan Museum and Archives, and others. And there's others that we're going to bring up and talk about as this program continues to progress. But one that we've really never touched on is the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women. Have you ever heard the mission statement for the DCCW? The Diocesan Council of Catholic Women acts through its members to support, empower, and educate all Catholic women in spirituality, leadership, and service. DCCW programs respond with gospel values to the needs of the church and society in the modern world. Hey, women of faith, you're invited to be members of the DCCW. Join this great organization of women and grow in faith while building lasting friendships and service with purpose. All women throughout the Diocese of Amarillo are encouraged to be members of the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women. Come serve, connect, and be blessed. Need to know more about the DCCW? Well, get in touch with Emily Sanchez, 806-676-0251. That's 806-676-0251. Or get in touch with Jeannie Friedel at 806-679-9144. There's a place for every woman in the Diocese of Amarillo in the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women. Call these two wonderful ladies and find out more. If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray the prayer to Our Lady of Lourdes. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O ever Immaculate Virgin, Mother of Mercy, Health of the Sick, Refuge of Sinners, Comforter of the Afflicted, you know my wants, my troubles, my sufferings. Look with mercy on me. By appearing in the Grotto of the Lourdes, you were pleased to make it a privileged sanctuary whence you dispense your favors, and already made sufferers have obtained the cure of their infirmities, both spiritual and corporal. I come, therefore, with complete confidence to implore your maternal intercession. Obtain, O loving Mother, the grant of my request. Through gratitude for your favors, I will endeavor to imitate your virtues that I may one day share your glory. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Segment 2 of episode number 763 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. For this weekend, we celebrate as the body and blood of Christ, Corpus Christi in the Universal Church. And we thank you for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications. And we thank you for your continued support of Catholic Radio and the Diocese of Amarillo as well. No program next week on the radio because of the annual Summer Share-a-thon here on GRN. We will attempt to do a truncated version of this program for you next week at AmarilloDiocese.org and WestTexasCatholic.org before we come back for another program the weekend of Father's Day weekend. If you'll assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for our country, the United States of America. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of Mercy, at this most critical time, we entrust the United States of America to your loving care. Most Holy Mother, we beg you to reclaim this land for the glory of your Son. Overwhelmed with the burden of the sins of our nation, we cry to you from the depths of our hearts and seek refuge in your motherly protection. Look down with mercy upon us and touch the hearts of our people. Open our minds to the great worth of human life and to the responsibilities that accompany human freedom. Free us from the falsehoods that lead to the evil of abortion and threaten the sanctity of family life. Grant our country the wisdom to proclaim that God's law is the foundation on which this great nation was founded, and that He alone is the true source of our cherished rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. O merciful Mother, give us the courage to reject the culture of death and the strength to build a new culture of life. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. A reminder about the West Texas Catholic website, westtexascatholic.org, is back in business again. And after you bookmark that site, westtexascatholic.org, scroll down to the left, you're going to find a link to the latest edition of your diocesan newspaper, the West Texas Catholic. To the right of that, you'll find a link to archived editions of newspapers going back to when we officially came back to this job in August 2009. To the right of that, you'll find a link to this program where you can hear the latest show before it airs, usually posted on Wednesday or Thursday, and we notify you about that on Facebook. Above that is the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. Under all those links, you'll find a place to sign up for Flocknote. Very important you sign up for Flocknote so that you can keep up with the latest from the Diocese of Amarillo. You'll also find news from the Vatican and headlines from National Catholic Register as you scroll down that homepage even further. So please bookmark our site, westtexascatholic.org, and our diocesan website, amarillodiocese.org. Visit them often, and thank you for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications. We'll get to diocesan news in just a moment, but first, Dr. Greg Onofrio, the Music and Liturgy Director at St. Mary's Cathedral in Amarillo, composed an official diocesan hymn for our centennial year. It's called Gladly I Adore, and we're glad to share it with you here on the West Texas Catholic, the audio version.
On the cross.
Produced and performed by Dr. Greg Onofrio, the Music and Liturgy Director at St. Mary's Cathedral here in Amarillo, the official hymn for the centennial of the Diocese of Amarillo, Gladly I Adore, here on the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. Let's get you up to date with some diocesan news. The Franciscan Sisters of Mary Immaculate invite the faithful of the Diocese of Amarillo to join them throughout this year in celebrating the Franciscan Jubilee Year in honor of the 800th anniversary of the death of St. Francis. The sisters are offering their chapel, St. Francis Chapel, 4301 Northeast 18th Avenue, as a place of pilgrimage and prayer, according to Franciscan Sister Valentine Curry, to help everyone gain the plenary indulgence associated with this extraordinary Jubilee year, which will conclude on Sunday, January 10th. The conditions to gain this indulgence are, 1, receiving sacramental confession, 2, participating in the Eucharist, 3, visiting a Franciscan church or chapel, 4, praying the Creed in the Lord's Prayer, and 5, praying for the intentions of the Pope. As with all plenary indulgences, if the conditions of sacramental confession and participation in the Eucharist are fulfilled within 2 weeks of making the pilgrimage, the indulgence may be gained. Now, the chapel at St. Francis Convent is open Monday through Friday, 9:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. The Franciscan sisters also invite you to join them during their holy hour from 4 p.m. until 5:30 p.m., which will include the rest of the Rosary and Vespers. Now, there's various activities taking place during this year, and they're being publicized accordingly in the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, at AmarilloDiocese.org and at WestTexasCatholic.org. So look for those dates, and please take part in those events. For additional information about the Franciscan Jubilee Year with the Franciscan Sisters of Mary Immaculate, get in touch with St. Francis Convent. The telephone number, 806-383-5769. We'll stop here, take our bottom of the hour break, and we'll come back and we'll talk about the need for a new volunteer coordinator for the Amarillo Tri-State Fair and the Catholic booth at the fair. The fair coming up in the middle of September. We'll have details for you shortly as we continue with episode 763 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. We thank you for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications, and we thank you for supporting Catholic Radio as well here in the Diocese of Amarillo.
You're listening to the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
If you'll assume an attitude of prayer, please let us pray for our Holy Father, Pope Leo XIV, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, Father of Fathers, we thank you for the blessing of the ministry of St. Peter and his successors, an unbroken chain of vicars of Christ persisting to the present day in the ministry of our current Holy Father, Pope Leo XIV, we, the whole Marian family, ask you, please help, bless, protect, and guide Pope Leo. May Jesus, the Divine Mercy, send the rays of his mercy unto Pope Leo and hold him safe in his Sacred Heart. May Mary, Mother of the Church and Mother of Christians, keep the Holy Father under her mantle and hold him safe in her Immaculate Heart. May St. Joseph, universal patron of the Church, keep Pope Leo under his holy cloak and hold him safe in his most chaste heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've heard us talk about this on the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, and you've read about this in the pages of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, and you've seen mentions of this on the diocesan website, AmarilloDiocese.org. But for those of you that may not have heard of Joseph's Project, let's talk about that for just a minute. Joseph's Project is a ministry of Catholic Charities of the Texas Panhandle. The organization began offering services to pregnant mothers and families with toddlers late in 2022, and then really got intense about this in May of 2023. High mortality rates for both infants and their mothers drove the decision to open this program. Obstacles, including lack of health insurance, prenatal care, and general support, add unnecessary burdens to the mothers and young families. Well, Catholic Charities of the Texas Panhandle, through Joseph's Project, commits its resources and expertise to facilitate access to crucial services such as insurance and prenatal care to reduce the number of deaths caused by a lack of the same. Joseph's Project is creating partnerships with healthcare professionals, counselors, and educators to build a comprehensive network that will fortify family foundations across the Texas Panhandle. Joseph's Project empowers families through education and guidance, and the focused assistance is tailored to expectant mothers and families with children under the age of three, encompassing healthcare, counseling, educational resources, and material assistance. If you can help, or you'd like to know more about Joseph's Project, get in touch with Catholic Charities of the Texas Panhandle, 806-376-4571. That's 806-376-4571. You can also learn more by going to Catholic Charities' recently updated website, cctxp.org, cctxp.org. Joseph's Project, another great ministry of Catholic Charities of the Texas Panhandle. If you would assume an attitude of prayer, please let us offer a prayer for our nation on the 250th anniversary of its birth. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. As we mark 250 years as a nation, we pause with gratitude for the freedoms we enjoy and the sacrifices made by those who came before us. Guide our leaders with wisdom and integrity. Unite us as a people with compassion and respect for one another. Help us to pursue justice, seek peace, and walk humbly in your truth. May we never take our liberty for granted, and may our nation continue to be a light of hope to all. In your holy name, amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We begin the second half of episode 763 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. We continue to thank you for your support of Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo, and we thank you for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications. If you would assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray to St. Michael the Archangel. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and you, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast down to hell Satan and the other evil spirits who prowl through the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Let's get you up to date with more in the way of diocesan news. A new volunteer coordinator needed to oversee the Catholic booth at the annual Tri-State Fair later this fall. Responsibilities would include setting up the booth, restocking the booth during the week of the fair, and coordinating a group of volunteer workers that staff the booth during the 9 days of the fair. The fair again taking place Friday, September 18th through Saturday, September 26th. If you're interested in serving as a volunteer coordinator, get in touch with Cindy Cox. Her telephone number, 806-672-3105, 806-672-3105. Coming up Friday, June 12th, the Sacred Heart Society of the Diocese of Amarillo will celebrate the solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington, with a 5:30 p.m. Mass. That will be followed by a potluck dinner. And if you need to know more, get in touch with Teresa Grove, 303-242-7308, 303-242-7308. And if you need to know more about this in Spanish, you can also call Teresa and she'll get you in touch with the right people. World Youth Day 2027 is now less than 14 months away, and the Diocesan Youth Office has announced dates for meetings for those who wish to be a part of the delegation representing the Diocese of Amarillo. These meetings are all taking place at the Diocesan Pastoral Center, 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue. The next meeting, which will be an informational and payment meeting, is on Sunday, June 14th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Once again, if you're already signed up, you're asked to bring $200. Attendees are also asked to bring your favorite snacks and drinks. The June 14th meeting, according to Diocesan Youth Director Oscar Guzman, is a mandatory meeting for new pilgrims that have never traveled with the Diocesan delegation, but everyone's welcome to attend as a refresher. Mandatory meetings will begin this summer, all those meetings again at the Diocesan Pastoral Center. The meetings run from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., and the first meeting will be on Saturday, July 11th. Attendees will be asked to bring $1,000, and the other three dates of meetings are on the Diocesan website, AmarilloDiocese.org or WestTexasCatholic.org. Look for the story there, and you can find out more there. Now, if you need to know more about World Youth Day 2027 or to reserve your place for the Diocesan of Amarillo World Youth Day delegation, get in touch with Oscar Guzman, 806-383-2243, extension 118. You can also email him, oguzman@dioama.org, oguzman@dioama.org. Now, World Youth Day will take place in Seoul, South Korea, Tuesday, August 3rd through Sunday, August 8th next year. The delegation representing the Diocese of Amarillo will be in South Korea Thursday, July 29th through Monday, August 2nd, 4 days in the diocese. 12 parishes throughout the Diocese of Amarillo are offering Totus Tuus this summer. Totus Tuus, a Catholic youth program dedicating to sharing the gospel and promoting the Catholic faith through catechesis, evangelization, Christian witness, Eucharistic worship, and fun, according to Mallory Heinen, coordinator of the Totus Tuus program in the Diocese of Amarillo. The goal of Totus Tuus is to help young people basically encounter Christ in the present while strengthening their faith in Jesus Christ. Totus Tuus Maria was St. John Paul II's apostolic motto, a Latin phrase meaning totally thine, Maria, expressing his personal consecration to Jesus through Mary. According to Heinen, the aim of Totus Tuus is to foster an excitement and love for faith in Jesus Christ and provide a profound encounter with him. This is done through worship of Christ in the Eucharist, prayer, Marian devotion, catechesis, the witness of missionaries, and fun. Heinen says she's hoping that all the children and youth of the diocese will be able to attend and come to know Christ in a very personal way. The program began on May 30th. It will conclude Friday, July 24th, with a week off for the Independence Day holiday, Friday, June 26th through Saturday, July 4th. Now, there's two Totus Tuus missionary teams this summer. One is a traditional team of two men and two women. The other team is of all women. Now, they're at St. Mary's Cathedral wrapping up this week, and then on Saturday, they will make their way to St. John the Evangelist Church in Borger and St. Anthony of Padua Church in Dalhart and be there until Friday, June 12th. After that, Saturday, June 13th through Friday, June 19th at St. Anthony's Church in Hereford and Sacred Heart of Jesus Church in Spearman. And before they take their Independence Day break, they'll spend the week of Saturday, June 20th through Friday, June 26th at Holy Family Church Nazareth and St. Anne's Church in Canyon. And then there'll be three more weeks of Totus Tuus resuming on Sunday, July 4th. If you need to know more about Totus Tuus in the Diocese of Amarillo, get in touch with Mallory Heinen. Her telephone number, 806-290-1698, 806-290-1698. Catholic schools are enjoying their summer break. They have released their summer office hours. Do want to remind you all Catholic schools will be closed Friday, July 3rd in observance of Independence Day. At Holy Cross Catholic Academy at 4110 South Bonham here in Amarillo, office hours for the summer, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Mondays through Thursdays or by appointment, 806-355-9637, weekdays through Friday, July 31st. The office is closed Monday, June 29th through Friday, July 3rd. Regular office hours of 7:45 a.m. to 4 p.m. will resume on Monday, August the 3rd. At St. Joseph's School, 4118 South Bonham here in Amarillo, office hours are 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Monday through Thursdays or by appointment, beginning now through Friday, July 31st. The office is closed also the week of Monday, June 29th through Friday, July 3rd. Regular office hours of 7:45 a.m. to 4 p.m. will resume on Monday, August 3rd at St. Mary's Cathedral School, 1200 South Washington. School offices open on the following dates, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., Monday, July 20th through Thursday, July 23rd, and Monday, July 27th through Friday, July 31st. Now, if you're wanting to make an appointment during regular office hours or during office hours, you're asked to email Principal Kim Lackey, Lackey, L-A-C-K-E-Y, at St. Mary's School, Amarillo.com, S-T-M-A-R-Y-S-S-C-H-O-O-L, Amarillo.com. Regular office hours of 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. resume on Monday, August 3rd. At St. Anthony of Padua School at 410 East 13th Street in Dalhart, during the months of June and July, the school office is only open by appointment as well. For new enrollment information or other questions, get in touch with Shea Battenhorst, 806-244-4811. Now, beginning Monday, August 3rd through Thursday, August 6th, the office will be open weekdays 9 a.m. until noon. School hours on Monday, August 10th will be 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The school will resume regular business hours of 7:40 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Tuesday, August 11th. At St. Anthony's School in Hereford at 120 West Park Avenue, the school office opened 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Thursday or by appointment through Tuesday, June 30th. The office is open during the month of July by appointment only, and those appointments can be made by contacting Principal Linda Gonzalez, 806-344-5423. Regular office hours of 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Thursday will resume on Monday, August 3rd. And you know as well as I do, the summer is going to truck by very, very quickly. Want to talk to you married couples that have been married 50 years this year in the Catholic Church. Well, we're looking for you, especially couples celebrating their 50th wedding anniversaries joined in marriage between April 1st, 1976 and June 30th, 1976. We'd like to honor you couples that were married in that time frame in the Sunday, June 21st issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper. Here's how this works. You send us a current or your wedding photo. Please put on it, put on the back of the photo with a post-it note, preferably written on a post-it note, your names, the date and location of your wedding. We're going to honor you folks free of charge in our next issue. But please, very important, no cell phone pictures. They do not reproduce very well in print. I don't want you looking bad, okay? Now, how do you get photos to me? Glad you asked. You can mail them to us. P.O. Box 5644, Amarillo 79117-5644. You can email them to us, westtexascatholic@gmail.com, westtexascatholic@gmail.com, a T at the end of West and one at the beginning of Texas. And if, by the way, if you're mailing your photos through the U.S. mail, please include a self-addressed stamped envelope so we can return the photos to you after the issue date. Now, again, on a post-it note, write your name, your address, your phone number, and email address. The deadline to submit photos and information is Thursday, June 11th at noon. That's our final deadline for this issue, by the way. For additional information, get in touch with the Office of Communications, 806-414-1075. The Franciscan Sisters of Christ the Light continue their initiative for teens and young adults. Worship Prayer Movie Night happens on the third Friday of the month in the St. Francis House of Prayer at 125 John Paul's Circle. The next one will be on Friday, June the 19th. The evening begins at 6 o'clock with a holy hour of praise and worship music, prayer, and a brief time of adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. There's also a simple meal served during a movie chosen for its relativity for faith in the modern world, according to Sister Mary Michael Hoosman. Catholics and non-Catholics alike are welcome to attend again the next Worship Prayer Movie Night on Friday, June 19th. Need to know more? Please call the Franciscan Sisters of Christ the Light at Sancta Maria Convent and Panhandle, 806-537-3182, 806-537-3182. And a quick reminder before we take our final break, Knights of Columbus Council 7840 at St. Anne's Church in Canyon conducting its third annual pickleball tournament, Saturday, June 20th at Amarillo Netplex. That's at 3723 Southwest 58th Avenue. Registration begins at 9 a.m. Play begins at 9:30. Cost to participate, $50 per person. Lunch will be provided. Need to know more? Call St. Anne's Church. Ask for Amber, 806-655-3302. Brings us to our final break in the program. We will pray for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life. And we'll get you a few more pieces of diocesan news as we wrap up episode 763 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. No program program on the radio next week because of the summer share-a-thon here on GRN, but we'll attempt to do a truncated version for you at AmarilloDiocese.org and WestTexasCatholic.org.
This is the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O most Sacred Heart of Jesus, you know the longings of our hearts, and you desire that we enjoy friendship with you. From your pure side, you have poured out the wellspring of life for which we thirst. Your heart burns with a love for all people to return to a right relationship with you. We celebrate the abundant gifts you have given this nation, founded on the self-evident truths that our Creator has endowed all people with the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We make reparation for the offenses against you and against human dignity that have taken place in this nation. May our hearts be united to yours so that our families and communities enjoy peace and happiness. May broken relationships be reconciled, injustices repaired, and the wounds of our land be healed. May your Holy Catholic Church serve as a sign pointing all people to your infinite love. O desire of nations and center of history, we ask you to bless these United States of America, who lives and reigns with God the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for all veterans. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O God, great and almighty Creator, we thank and praise you for the freedom we enjoy in our country and pray that our liberties will continue to be protected. Thank you for America's heroes that have fought for all of our freedoms and who have faithfully served our country. We honor all of our veterans for their sacrifices and for their courage and integrity. As we celebrate these freedoms, we ask your blessing on those veterans who made the ultimate sacrifice while defending our country. Bless their families and comfort them with the thankful prayers of a grateful nation. We thank you for our veterans, past and present. Through the efforts of these individuals, help us continue to promote justice in all nations. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The final segment of episode 763 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. Thanks for joining us here on Catholic Radio, and thank you for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications. No radio program next week, thanks to the summer share-a-thon here on GRN. Please be generous, but we'll attempt to do a truncated version of this program for you at WestTexasCatholic.org and AmarilloDiocese.org. If you'll assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, and after that, we will pray a Hail Mary for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life. And again, we pray for an increase of vocations not just for the Diocese of Amarillo, but for the entire Universal Church. And we encourage you to pray a Hail Mary a day as well for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O Jesus, eternal Shepherd of souls, deign to look with eyes of mercy on this portion of your beloved flock. Lord, we need a greater number of priests. Multiply vocations and sanctify our priests more and more. We ask this through the intercession of the Immaculate Virgin Mary of Guadalupe, your sweet and holy mother. O Jesus, give us priests according to your heart. Amen. And for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Don't forget to pray for our two great seminarians, Richard Escalante and Benjamin Sego, and find out so much more about vocations at AmarilloVocations.org. AmarilloVocations.org, your one-stop shop online for everything and anything that has to do with vocations here in the Diocese of Amarillo. Guadalupe Radio Network, 1010 AM, 94.5 FM, KDJW here in Amarillo, and on a low-power FM at 105.5 FM, KHFNLP in Nazareth, is brought to you by you. In layman's terms, this is your Catholic radio station, folks. Your prayers, your words of encouragement, your generous financial blessings continue to keep this radio ministry in operation now in our 21st year of service to you in this portion of Christ's Vineyard. If you haven't already, please consider becoming a monthly donor to this radio ministry. And if you'd like to know more about being a monthly donor to GRN, please go online to grnonline.com, grnonline.com. We thank each and every one of you who have and continue to bless this ministry with your prayers and your financial blessings. And we pray that God will continue to abundantly bless you and yours. Let's make one final run through diocesan news. Raffle tickets are being sold for the annual Jamaica to benefit St. John Nepomucene Church and Heart. This year's Jamaica on Saturday, June 27th. First prize, $2,000 cash. Second and third place prizes are $1,000 cash each. Fourth prize, $500 cash. And fifth prize, a 75-inch television set. Sixth prize is an electric scooter. Seventh, eighth, and ninth place prizes are each $250 cash. And tenth prize is $100 cash. Tickets for the drawing are $10 each. Winners need not be present to win. The tickets are being sold after all weekend masses until Sunday, June 21st. Find out more about the Jamaica to benefit St. John Nepomucene Church and Heart by getting in touch with Mary Chavez, 806-647-6477. A Marquette Method session in natural family planning in English will be offered Sunday, June 28th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Diocesan Pastoral Center at 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue here in Amarillo. Cost of the session is $60 per person. If you need to know more, you'd like to register for the session, get in touch with Dr. Faye Usala, 806-683-5561. By the way, an online symptothermal self-paced NFP class in either English or Spanish can be accessed online at ccli.org. That website again, ccli.org. Cost of the class is $170 plus shipping. The class takes about 2 months, according to Jennifer Wagner. If you need to know more about the self-paced NFP course in English or Spanish, get in touch with Jennifer Wagner, 806-433-9561. Couples in the Diocese of Amarillo planning to get married within the next 3 to 6 months, you're encouraged to attend the third Engaged Encounter weekend of the year on Saturday, July 11th and Sunday, July 12th at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, 2100 North Spring here in Amarillo. For more details about the Engaged Encounter weekend or to get signed up, get in touch with the Diocesan Family Life Office, 806-410-3839, 806-410-3839. Parishioners at Immaculate Conception Church in Dimmitt continue to sell raffle tickets for that parish's annual Jamaica, set for Sunday, July 12th at City Park. The top prize in the drawing, $2,000 cash. Second prize, $1,000 cash. Third prize, $750 cash. There's two additional prizes. Fourth prize is $500 cash. Fifth prize, $250 cash. Tickets for the drawing are $10 apiece. Winners will be drawn during the Jamaica. You need not be present to win. Learn more about the raffle or the Jamaica by calling the parish office at Immaculate Conception Church in Dimmitt during regular business hours, 806-647-4219. Church of the Holy Spirit in Tulia hosting its annual Jamaica Sunday, July 12th, 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. on the parish grounds at 511 South Austin, and they continue to sell raffle tickets for the Jamaica as well. Top prize, $2,000 cash. Second prize, a 75-inch television set. Third prize, $500 cash. Fourth prize is a turtle box speaker. Fifth prize, $500 cash. And sixth prize is a painting by parishioner Alfonso. Seventh prize is $500 cash. And eighth prize is a $250 gas card from Swisher Tire in Tulia. Tickets are $10 each. Ticket holders need not be present to win. If you need to know more about the Jamaica or to purchase raffle tickets, get in touch with the parish office at Church of the Holy Spirit in Tulia during regular business hours, 806-994-3511. Much more in the way of diocesan news at AmarilloDiocese.org or WestTexasCatholic.org. We thank Judah Asbill for joining us earlier in the program. No West Texas Catholic, the audio version on the radio next week. We'll do a truncated version, hopefully, on the diocesan website. Have yourselves a fantastic week, and remember, folks, abortion is not and never will be health care. Viva Cristo Rey.